portal that was there was the portal from the old 90-10 scheme. So when the new scheme came in back in mid-July of last year, that portal had to be updated to all the new regulations, all the new legislation that was coming in, because a lot of it changed. There was the availability of second homes, the information was inputted, particularly for showing that you're the principal private resident. That changed to MPRN was involved then, ERCOT was involved then. So there's quite a bit of work to be done, plus all the recalculations of all the applications had to be redone as well. Now the new portal that they've been working on here now, and Greg, I will say that this is taking longer than expected, absolutely, and it is a problem for families. I know that I get the calls every day on this, but the new portal, particularly for payments and for ancillary monies, will be a lot more streamlined and a lot more simpler. That portal was to be up and running after Christmas. There was issues, IT issues that had to be resolved. They have now been resolved. There's also quite a bit of information to be inputted into that portal from applications that's already in with the council that has to be uploaded, the information has to be done, so that when it goes live, that Martin McDermott or Greg Hughes can go onto their portal and their information is there then. Now I've had conversations, lots of conversations over the last few weeks on this. I had another conversation this morning, and I'm told that if not by the end of this week, certainly by next Monday morning, the new system will be ready and go live.